This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 653. How Layart got overall 8.5 on his first IELTS exam.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Layart, a Three Keys student, and hear his excellent and motivating advice for getting incredible IELTS scores on his very first try.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have another very special guest today for you guys to be inspired and motivated by, our Three Keys student, Layart. Hi, Layart. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited. Okay, you are, this story is awesome. Okay, your scores are amazing.
Thank you.
So can you tell us what you got on your most recent IELTS exam?
Okay, so actually it was my first time taking the IELTS exam.
And oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and I got a 9 in listening and reading, an 8.5 in speaking, and a 7.5 in writing.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing! Yeah. Oh my God, okay. We have a lot to talk about today, so our listeners can't do that well. What is that overall?
So it was an 8.5.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. Were you aiming for such high scores? Did you think you were going to do that well?
So yeah, actually I was aiming for a really high score, but not this high.
That's awesome. Tell us, how did you feel when you saw your results?
Well, it was amazing. I was like, I couldn't believe it. And I ran to the British Council to take my report, just to be sure like that everything was all right.
Yeah.
And after I got my report, everything was like amazing. I felt like super great. And then I wrote you to thank you.
Yes. Oh, I love it so much. Okay. So you had never taken IELTS before. What made you decide to get the Three Keys IELTS course to prepare?
So I was planning on studying for the IELTS exam for a while. And I did some research online and I was a fan of your podcast. I started listening to you guys like every day. And yeah, when the time came and I needed to study for IELTS, I knew that I should buy your course because like all the reviews were great and you were so positive and full of energy. So I just trusted you.
That's so cool. That's so awesome. Okay. Well, I'm glad it worked.
Yeah, okay. Totally.
Layart, let's get into some details here so our listeners today can take away some tips for their own preparation. So you took the general exam, right?
Yep.
Okay. And what do these results get you? What are you going to do now that you have this amazing score?
So actually, I'm planning on moving abroad. So I gave IELTS for immigration purposes.
Okay, awesome. Super cool. All right. Let's start with the listening 9. So I would imagine that you were just trying to surround yourself, immerse yourself in English as much as possible. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So basically, I mean, the roadmap, I took the 30 days roadmap and that was like amazing. I had everything I needed to do each day. So I didn't like lose time and wasted time searching for other materials online.
Yes, yeah.
So after that, after doing all the tasks for a specific day, I just like enjoyed myself and like had fun with English, I guess. Like, I listened to a lot of podcasts and watched a lot of TV series. So, in English, of course. So, that was my strategy, basically.
That's awesome. Because you're not in an English-speaking country, right?
No, I'm not. No, and actually, I have never been to an English-speaking country.
Oh, my gosh! Oh, that's amazing. You're in Albania, is that right?
Yes, Albania. Okay.
So I just wanted to point that out, Layart, because we have so many students in non-English speaking countries, and that's always the biggest thing. Like, how can I improve my English when I'm not around English? So guys, take it from Layart. You can get a 9 on listening. You just have to put in that effort. And the roadmap is huge, right? Like, Layart, you said it told you exactly what to do.
So there were so many things in the roadmap. Actually, sometimes I felt overwhelmed from all the tasks that I had to do each day, but it was worth it in the end. So I guess it was the right way to go.
I would say so. Yeah, I mean, it is challenging, right, guys? Like, we're not going to be like 30 minutes a day and you'll get a 9. Like, that's impossible.
No, it's not like that. But okay. I have to say that before starting the course, I tried one of those practice tests just to check on my level. And I didn't do that great. So I believe that, like, your strategies really, like, helped me a lot to concentrate. Because even if you know how to speak and listen and have skills in English, you still need, like, to know all the keys to the exam.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, native speakers don't even get 9s all the time, right? It's not just about English. You need the strategies. Can you recommend like a podcast or a TV series that really motivated you?
So I listened to Serial from Sarah Park, something like that.
Sarah Koenig, I think is her name. Anyway,
Anyway. Like, Serial was great because it was a storytelling. So it helped me a lot even in the speaking part, especially for part 2. So I knew how to tell stories in English, and it helped a lot. And also, like, I just subscribed to Netflix, and I watched basically everything that was on there.
That would take years and years to watch everything.
Well, everything that was of interest for me.
I'm just joking. No, that's awesome. That's super cool. I'm big into Netflix too. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Okay. No, but that's, you know, I try to encourage students to subscribe to Netflix, even if it's just for the preparation, because you really do need those extra resources. And it's fun, man. Like, there's amazing original programming on there. Okay. Let's move on to speaking. 8.5. I mean, listeners, you could hear how fluent Layart sounds for sure. But again, like, you've never been to an English-speaking country. How did you reach this level of speaking? It's amazing.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
So as with everything, practice makes you perfect. So I just practiced a lot. Actually, I studied for my exam with my wife, and she's been a really huge help because, like, every day we've been studying together for the exam and we talk in English with each other. So, like, that was, like, the main part. And the second tip that I have, I don't know for every country in the world, but at least here in Albania, there are a lot of English-speaking people that come here as expats, you know?
Expats,
So you can just Google some websites for expats online and you can meet with them. Usually they're pretty friendly, and if you explain your situation and what you want to do, like, they're glad to help.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So, like, what did that involve? Just, like, going to meetups, or what would you do with these English speakers?
So, yeah, basically, at least here in my country, basically in my city, they have, like, a pub where they hang around. And so I just went there and talked to people.
That's so cool. Oh my God, you're so brave. This is awesome. Yeah,
you
guys.
You have to put yourself out there if you want to reach your goals. So.
Oh my God, if you want an 8.5 in speaking, yeah. No, but that's so true though. So expats, that's just like a short term for expatriates, right? So yeah. Expatriates are people not living in their home country. And definitely, guys, there are English speakers everywhere. So definitely take a page out of Layart's book here and put yourself out there for that 8.5 in speaking. I love it. Did you enjoy the speaking exam?
Well, I believe that the key to the speaking exam is to be like super happy and excited to meet the examiner. Like you should imagine yourself as if the examiner were a friend that you have not met in a long time. So as soon as he asks you something, you should be like super eager to answer him. Like that's how I approached that. And it went well. Yeah. So like.
Yeah, no, that's good advice. No, for sure, guys. I love it. The more you can even just pretend to enjoy it at first, and that'll eventually make you enjoy it. Definitely that positivity, that energy will help all of your scores. That's great advice. I love it. Imagine it's a friend you haven't seen in a long time. That's so great. Okay. And then reading 9. So listeners, if you've been listening for a while, you know it's about the strategies, right? So Layart, tell us, like, how long did it take you to really get those strategies down?
So actually for reading, I think I could use my wife experience better. So okay. I've been like pretty good at reading even before starting this course. So I felt confident and I did well since the beginning in the reading part. But okay. Initially, my wife struggled a bit because, like, she knew the answer, but, like, you know, IELTS has this complicated way to ask you a question, and sometimes you just get confused. Totally. And I believe that if you follow the roadmap, as she did, and do all the extra exercises possible, you can achieve that. Like, you, of course, need a lot of practice with exams and your exercises, but you can manage to do that.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, exactly. It is tricky. IELTS is very tricky. It's like the yes, no, not given questions, the finding information in paragraphs, summary completion. But guys, I mean, the good news is that these same question types are there every Saturday. You know what's going to happen. You just have to put yourself out there to prepare. And whether or not, I mean, luckily for you, Layart, you are a great reader to begin with. But guys, you have to practice these strategies before they're going to feel comfortable on test day. Okay, that's amazing. So even though, Layart, you were like already confident in reading, do you feel like you still needed these strategies to fall back on sometimes, like when it got tough?
So the strategies were really useful because I could manage my time better. So I didn't waste time reading the whole thing. I just had to do the skimming and the scanning and it was done. Because like in the beginning, I read the whole thing. So like, it cut time a lot. So like it was much better with the strategies.
Okay, awesome. You know what? Like, I've met students as well who are really good readers and maybe they can read the whole thing super fast and then try and get the answers. But still, that's even if you can do that, you're going to cut it really close to the 60 minutes.
So like,
and yeah,
I'm sorry. So I was saying that basically that was my position. I could read the whole thing and still manage to do it in 60 minutes. But like with the strategies, I could cut the time and maybe go through the answers twice. So I was really sure that I got things right.
Yeah, totally. Exactly. Yeah. So if you still are able to do that, like even if you can read everything, I still don't recommend doing that because you're going to get distracted by all the other words. You know, like I feel like even if you can read everything, you shouldn't, because then you're going to be overthinking the answers and you're going to be...
True.
Yeah. So, okay. Awesome. Okay. Writing 7.5. Okay. Students are just, they need to hear how this is possible. Cause I think this is the hardest. I think writing is the hardest thing definitely to get that 7 or higher.
Yeah.
Right.
It shows in my score too. It's the lowest one. So.
But a 7.5, that's amazing. So, I mean, do you have any like secrets that you could share with us?
Like, I don't have a special advice. I think that just stick to the templates. They are great. Like, just copy the templates and fill your own phrases. But everything else, just stick to the template and it's going to be fine, I guess.
That's awesome. No, but okay, so two things there. This is what I wanted to highlight, actually. So I'm really glad you said those two things. The first is to follow the templates. Yeah, we need them. You need to know how to organize your ideas. It's already there. This is the seven or higher template, right? This is how we use linking words and all that stuff. But then the second part you said was to feel your own phrases, which I love. So guys, the templates by themselves cannot get you a 7.5. Like, you have to have your own ideas. You have to have your own vocabulary. So you do need both. It's not just like a magic key, just like memorize this thing. Like, you still have to work hard and have the vocabulary to put in there, have the ideas to put in there. So you definitely need both. All right. Leart, I am so proud of you and excited for you and your wife. You're going to start a new life in another country. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming on the show today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right, Leart, good luck in the future, all right?
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.